Sandy got a new job, Rainey told Quincy bluntly. She likes it, but it's a lot of hours. Shep didn't want her to work in the first place, let alone if it came in the way of getting dinner ready.
Are they separated?
Nah, they're Catholic.
Oh, got it.
Sandy came in one day to meet with Danny and Becky's teachers, Van der Zanden explained. She expressed that there was a great deal of tension at home, and she knew it was hard on the children. She wanted their teachers to understand what was going on and keep an eye out for the kids. Becky has certainly been more withdrawn this year, and Danny has had a few issues.
The smoking, Rainey prompted.
And 3 weeks ago, Danny came to school agitated. He couldn't remember his locker combination, and something in him just went. He started pounding on the door with his fists and yelling how much he hated the locker and the school, and how was he supposed to remember anything when everyone knew he was stupid?
Stupid?
Quincy interjected.
You heard him say he was stupid?
Oh, yes, I was there, Agent. It took both myself and Richard Mann to subdue him. Danny was yelling, stupid, 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 over and over again. I was very worried about him.
Quincy looked at Rainey. She shrugged.
She didn't know where this was coming from either, but Danny seemed to have an issue with his intelligence.
He was on the honor roll, Quincy asked the principal again.
Yes.
You considered him a good student.
His teachers were pleased with his performance.
Yes.
He wasn't the best in some subjects, but then when something interested him, I don't think there was anything he couldn't do on a computer.
Principal Van der Zanden, did you ever hear his parents call him stupid?
Sandy? Never. She loves those kids. As for Shep...
Van der Zanden arched a brow.
Let's just say he was more concerned about the size of his son's muscles than the power of his brain.
Did Danny do many after-school sports?
Shep made him try out for football. He got on the team, but sports aren't Danny's forte. He's small for his age, a bit awkward. Unfortunately, his father can be rather forceful. He wanted his son to play football, so Danny played football. In all honesty, however, Danny mostly warmed the bench. He just wasn't any good. You know, you really should talk to the school counselor, Richard Mann, about these things. He met with Danny a few times after the locker incident and would know a lot more about his state of mind.